Welcome back to the pregame show here on AM 1570 and FM 99.1 KZWC. Quinn Douglas back here on this Friday evening. Joining us on the line now is the head football coach of the Clear Lake Lions, Aaron Stensland, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely.
So as we take a look at your team here through this first two games, a blowout victory over Forest City in the opener on the 28th. You come back, face a conference rival in Humboldt, a tough physical football game, but your team's able to come away with a 25-0 win over Humboldt to get to 2-0. Just through the first two games, how do you and the staff feel that those two games have gone, how your kids have performed and stepped up to the challenge in those first couple of games?
Yeah, you bet. Kind of tale of two different games there for sure. Forest City, you know, things came a little easy that night, and maybe, you know, we weren't all the way ready for Humboldt's physicality to start off the Humboldt game here in week two, but got up to speed there once the game got going. Did a fantastic job. I mean, anytime you can shut out Humboldt and hold them to 20 yards of offense, that's a great night for our defense. And offensively, put some things together. We found some things, you know, some deficiencies in our red zone offense that we tried to clean up this week, and getting ready for week three here. But yeah, just two really different games, but games that we were able to find some depth and then find some things that were obviously weaknesses for us that we could work on.
And looking at the offensive side of the football, a lot of key pieces back from last year's squad. Jackson McIntyre, a third-year starting quarterback now. He is off to a fantastic start to his senior year, very efficient in his decision-making, throwing and running the football. He's got a couple of nice targets on the outside, and a senior in Isaac Brownlee, Madden McIntyre, Dre Stolman, Dwight Jones are two guys that have really carried the load in terms of the backfield as well. And you've got a veteran and physical offensive line as well. And just looking at the offense, and you know, you talk about how easy things came in game one and how physical things were in game two, just what kind of adaptation have you seen from the offense in the first couple of weeks?
We Jackson's just done a fantastic job here in year three of not forcing things and not pressing. He's actually doing a lot of our checks offensively, so we'll send him in, you know, a couple different plays, and he'll get us into the right thing. You know, a good, better, best type of scenario offensively. And he's just done a fantastic job with the maturity of handling that. Drace and DJ have just been great surprises for us at tailbacks. We've had Sam Dodge and Titan Schmidt back there for so long, but those two have really stepped up. And then out on the edges, we just, you know, honestly, we have our track speed out there. The guys from all those relays with Brownlee and Matt McIntyre and Riser, as well as Kyson Lamb, a new kid that came over from Belmont for us. So, you know, with those guys, and then Braden Watkins, a track kid too, a high jumper, we just have some fantastic pieces out there, on the edges for Jackson to throw the ball to.
And you talk about speed, and at least watching film on your defense, that's where it feels like the strength of this defense lies, is in the speed at all three levels, at the defensive line, at the linebacking core, and at the defensive backfield up front. You know, it's kind of an unconventional defensive line. It's smaller guys like a Dre Stolman, a Keaton Jeppesen, but they've been effective early on. They also throw in Ray Bach at linebacker. He's somebody that's been a mainstay in the second level the last couple of years. And you talk about those athletes that they play a lot in the secondary, Jackson and Madden McIntyre, Kyson Lamb, so on and so forth. So when you just look at the speed that this defense brings, how much does that make the job of the defensive play caller and the defensive coaches? How much easier does it make it that you can make these calls and know that this team has the speed to really match up with anybody they can line up against?
Yeah, I mean, speed will definitely cover up some mistakes that you make. Speed will cover up those for you. And then, you know, just We've looked down the road here the last few years at our roster and stuff, and we just knew we weren't going to have a tremendous amount of size. And we made the decision a couple of years ago to just go with track kids and physical kids that are fast, but maybe not as big on the defensive side of the ball. I think that's kind of the sneaky part of our defense the last few years, and especially this year, is they're smaller. And, you know, people talk about the speed, but those guys are physical. All 11 of them are not afraid of contact, and they'll go hit with purpose. So, I guess that's kind of our secret weapon, I guess, is, yeah, we're fast and you can plan for that, but I don't think there necessarily a lot of people are ready for the physicality of those 11 guys and the way they play.
And shifting the focus to tonight with a road trip down to Webster City, to looking at the Lakes. Obviously, you've been around long enough. You know what Webster City is going to bring to the table in terms of their philosophy. But just looking at what they bring on tape with this year's edition, scouting-wise for Webster City, what stands out to you and what does your football team need to do to come away with a victory tonight?
Yeah, exactly. Coach Brim always does a fantastic job. And this game makes, to be honest, it's nervous. It's nerve-wracking every year because of what they do and how they do it. I see some physical people in the backfield for sure. Maybe not as quite as much speed as some of their backfields had over the years, but definitely power back there in size. Their whole line looks the part at the line of scrimmage. And it's just you got to read your keys. You got to trust. You got to trust what you've been taught this week defensively, because their schemes can fool you and trick you. And if you get out of place, they can pick up yards in big chunks.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight against Webster City.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
That was Aaron Stenzel, head football coach of the Clear Lake Lions, here on our pregame show. We talk with Webster City coach Andy Brim next on 95.7 FM.